Welcome to Hero of the Week. Matt Wyatt back with you again, asking you to join me as we hear from another member of the United States Marine Corps, Lance Corporal Terrell Clark, who is currently serving in Afghanistan, joins us today from Afghanistan. Lance Corporal, welcome and thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Lance Corporal, how long have you been in the Corps and why did you pick the Marines as opposed to the other services?
Well, I've been in the Marine Corps for a year and 4 months, and I was originally going to join the Army, but my friend convinced me to join the Marine Corps. He says, why join the Army? We could join the better branch of the two. So I was like, very well, I'll sign up right along with you.
Okay. Any family of yours that has served in the Marine Corps in the past?
I am the first.
Oh, so you're setting the trend then.
Okay. I'm the first in my family.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. God bless you as you continue
your service.
Give us a brief description of what you do and what a day looks like there in Afghanistan. Will you, Lance Corporal Clark?
Well, what I do over here is I count for all the Marines on base or in Afghanistan, I would say. I set up their awards, their R&R. What else I do? We also make sure their pay and entitlements are going through so they don't have to worry about their families not getting paid for while they're out here. So that's one thing that the Marine doesn't have to worry about. We also deal with redeployments back to the States, as in sending Marines back home once the deployments are done, as well as, what else? Basically, as it sums up my job right there, is just taking care of the Marine in general.
Okay, so you're on the administrative side of the Marine Corps, taking care of the important paperwork that each Marine has to have, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And without you, a lot of that paperwork would not get done, and the Marines on the front lines might have some issues, might they?
Yes, sir. And they'd be very stressed about not getting anything they need back to the rear or back to their house. That'd be one thing that a Marine does not need to be worrying about when he's in a combat zone.
I would agree. So you're a very, very important part of the support team for all of the combat troops out there on the front line.
We are. I say we're the heart of the Marine Corps.
Well said.
While the infantry is the backbone.
Well said, Lance Corporal Clark. Well said. Have you ever personally been involved in any kind of combat situation since you've been there?
I have not. I have not been in any type of combat situation since I've been here.
But you're prepared just in case something came your way, aren't you, as every Marine is?
Yes, sir. All Marines are prepared for that.
As we get to the end of our time, is there anyone you'd like to say hello to back here in the States?
I'd like to say hello to Miss Linda, my mom, and hello to Diane Stansberry, my mom.
And where's home for you back here in the States, Lance Corporal?
Home is in Patterson, Texas, 30 minutes away from Houston, Texas.
Okay. And as we close our time today, Lance Corporal Clark, tell us how you feel about serving America in the United States Marines.
I'm greatly appreciated the country. I mean, it's done lots of things for me and my family that I'm glad to pay back right now and right here.
I want to thank you again, Lance Corporal Clark, for giving up some of your evening to spend it with me and my listeners. Even more, we want to thank you for your willingness to serve in the Marines for all of us. And we honor you, Lance Corporal Terrell Clark, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Lance Corporal Clark, that'll do it. Again, many thanks for your time. God bless you. Come home soon and safe, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye now.